Restaurants are losing traffic to retailers. A growing retail restaurant hybrid suddenly closes its doors. And if you're like me and think Crumbl's cookies are too damn big, you're in luck. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Kaskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB managing editor Heather Lally. Yes, restaurants are losing customers to retailers. That's according to data from Placer.ai. Visits to full-service restaurants and fast food concepts have lagged behind grocers and superstores coming out of the pandemic. Since 2019, visits to grocers have increased 12%, and visits to superstores have increased 7%. At convenience stores, that traffic increased 17%. But at QSRs, visits have increased 5%, and at full-service restaurants, they are down 8%.
Urban convenience store and delivery chain Foxtrot Market and the small-format grocer Dom's Kitchen and Market, known for blurring the lines between restaurants and retail, began closing all their stores in several markets on Tuesday. That's according to social media posts from Foxtrot and Dom's. The move comes less than 6 months after the brands announced a merger, closed at the end of the year, that formed a new entity, Outfox Hospitality. Foxtrot had 33 locations in Chicago, Washington, D.C., Dallas, and Austin, Texas, and Dom's had 2 locations in Chicago.
Crumbl hopes smaller cookies will yield bigger sales. The fast-growing cookie franchise, which saw average unit volumes decline 36% last year and profitability fall 58%, is planning to make a smaller-sized cookie available every Monday, called Mini Mondays. The company is known for its massive cookies, Joe, that are meant to be shared. But perhaps by offering smaller versions in 3, 6, or 12 packs, customers might be more willing to try them. Smaller cookies have long been available for catering customers.
I'm not good at sharing, apparently. Virtual brands are starting to get a little physical. Companies like Virtual Dining Concepts are increasingly putting their brands onto restaurants' in-store menus and getting good results. VDC's newly acquired Man vs. Fries brand, for instance, is on the menu at a handful of full-service chains, which has helped it double its sales at those locations. The shifting strategy comes as virtual brands have faced challenges with demand, food quality, and a perceived lack of transparency. VDC co-founder Robbie Earle said the company's focus remains on the food delivery business, but physical components, including brick-and-mortar stores, could help complement it.
Bar Taco revamped its catering program last November, updating the ordering process from emails and phone calls to a digital model and focusing on the culinary end. The 32-unit chain took its learnings from delivery and created taco trays and bowls with, quote, "no soggy tacos," its mantra. The trays morphed into branded boxes so that ingredients could remain compartmentalized and instructions given on each box for assembling the tacos. To capitalize on beverage sales, quarts of flavored iced tea and Mexican sodas were added. Partnering with EasyCater eased ordering and marketed the program to both B2B and B2C customers.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Kaskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.